أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نخلق من ماء مهين فجعلناه في قرار مكين إلى قدر معلوم فقدرنا فنعم القادرون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. The central theme of the surah is that Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. For that, Allah Ta'ala took five qasams before that, either of the winds or of the malaika. And in order to prove that point, Allah has given us various other explanations as well. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has made one beautiful explanation of man himself. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَخْلُقُمْ مِمَّاءٍ مَهِينٍ. کیا ہم نے نہیں بنایا تم کو ایک بے قدر پانی سے. Have we not created you from one despised drop of water, that is the semen. From that we created the whole human being. And ulama, mufassireen have narrated this to be with the same theme, that Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. In other words, the proof of Qiyamah is within you yourself, O man. In which way? That from that one drop of semen, Allah Ta'ala has kept the whole body's parts in there. The eyes, the heart, the head, the skull, the brains, legs, nails, hair, whatever there is, Allah kept it in that one drop of semen. And not only that, but even more than that, the voice of a person, every person's voice is different. Every person's eyes, the fingerprints are in that one square centimeter of the thumb. Allah Ta'ala, that's the pattern Allah has made. Every human beings Allah Ta'ala has made different. The style of walking, every person's is different. All that Allah Ta'ala has kept in that one drop of semen. And then as explained further, in this measured time that the child is in the womb of the mother, Allah develops that whole child. And then after that, the child comes in this world, lives its life, and then passes away. So when, and Allah Ta'ala will resurrect this human being again. So when Allah Ta'ala could do so much, and he created this child, and he will make him grow up in this world, and then he will make him die and resurrect him again. When Allah Ta'ala can do all this, then what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to bring the day of Qiyamah? It won't be difficult at all when Allah can do this and every human being is seeing all this happening. So for Allah Ta'ala to bring the day of Qiyamah is not difficult at all to understand. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. پھر رکھا اس کو ایک جمع ہوئے ٹھکانے میں. And then we kept him in a safe receptacle. That is, in a safe place, we kept this human being for a certain period. And is during that period, إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ إِكْ وَعَدَىٰ مُقَرَّرْتَ, for a fixed period. And during that period, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala made this baby in the womb. Allah Ta'ala had let it go through the various stages, where first it was just a drop of semen, and then it became a drop of blood, and then a clot of blood, and then Allah Ta'ala put bones in it, and then Allah Ta'ala made the whole body. And when the body was completed in about 4 months' time roughly, then Allah Ta'ala had put the ruh in it. فَقَدَرْنَا پھر اس کو پورا کر سکے. And then in this measured time, we completed all the stages which the child goes through. And we let it develop and grow all the time. Yeah, فَنَعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. So, ہم کیا خوب سکت والے ہیں. So, what great power is not ours, and what great wisdom is not ours. And our working process is also so great that we fixed a period, and in that period we made the child grow from stage to stage. Yeah, also we learn a great lesson that we should also have a time frame to do our things. And in that time frame we should try and complete all our work. Allah teaches that Allah fixed a time frame for the formation of this child in the womb of the mother. And in that period, Allah Ta'ala would let it pass through the various stages. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this child complete. So this is the great qudrat of Allah ta'ala, and within ourselves, where the greatest proof of the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah is, also within ourselves is the proof of the existence of the day of Qiyamah coming, and that it is definite and that there is no doubt whatsoever in it. وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِ هَيْ قُسْلِمْ جُتْلَانِ وَالُوكِ. On that day there will be great, great sorrow and destruction for those people who denied and falsified the day of Qiyamah and did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has given the example of the human being himself, that he is the greatest proof of the day of Qiyamah coming also. And if a person just considers within himself, he will realize that the day of Qiyamah is a definite event that will definitely take place. Wa akhiru ta'ala.